Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. Our new series is called Total Meditation. If you'd like to learn more about what we'll be discussing, you can pick up my new book, Total Meditation, Practices in Living the Awakened Life. Extraordinary as any spiritual experiences might be, they are still physical reactions in the nervous system. To see meditation as just something mental is to misunderstand how total meditation really works. The mind-body connection merges physical and mental activity. The mind responds to the body at the same instant the body responds to the mind. Does the brain create the mind? If so, are we just robots at the beck and call of the brain? Is the pursuit of expanded or higher awareness a fantasy? Can the mind really override the brain? We live solely in a material world these days, and most people are convinced of this idea. Consciousness could be independent of the brain. Few people fully support this possibility. Consciousness creates the brain. Even less do people accept this proposition. And that's what I'm proposing here, that consciousness creates the brain. Most people ask, how can a non-physical entity go about building neurons in the first place? The mystery is solved once you realize that we are not separated into mind and body. We are one thing, the body-mind, which unites the two. Thanks once again for listening, and let's continue our conversation tomorrow.